definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Tuesday. Good morning and welcome on to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by Happy State Bank. Alongside Clint Scott, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White, back behind the glass, once again taking care of us. You can join us. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your hopes, your dreams, whatever you want to get in there. On the 8th Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Also, reactions to what we saw yesterday on the basketball front in Hawaii. Was pretty good for a half. Was not as good in the second half as the Red Raiders fall to the Jays of Creighton. How are we doing, Clint?
I'm doing good, man. It's Thanksgiving week. It's really... I know it was Thanksgiving week starting yesterday, but it's really sunk in today. So I'm going to go get like a lawn chair, the real nice ones. You know, the feet come out, real relaxing. I'm going to go over here in the corner. I'm going to go get a tan from these studio lights.
Okay.
And you drive it for 3 hours. Sound cool?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
You better work on the tan because apparently the weather is taking a turn for this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Remember I said it was supposed to be 67 is the high?
Yeah.
On Saturday. I think they've dropped, they being the weather people, it's their fault, have dropped the high down to 53. So
about time, weather people.
14-degree drop in one day.
I actually snuck into the weather building that controls it and turned it down. Been having an outside AC battle.
Oh, wait. It got colder. Never mind. 49 is now the... What is going on?
That's what I asked earlier. It's like it's a Thanksgiving miracle, Choice.
49 is now the high on Saturday. It was supposed to be 67. Son of a gun.
I literally asked for that yesterday. Too. I sent my Thanksgiving letter to the Santa version of Thanksgiving, Thomas the Turkey. He must have listened.
Thomas the Turkey?
I assume his name is Thomas.
It's actually Frosty the Turkey.
Defrosty the Turkey.
You haven't heard?
Make sure you defrosty the turkey or else...
It's Frosty the Turkey, bro. Come on. You don't even know where to send your Thanksgiving letters.
Did you know if you try to fry a Frosty the Turkey instead of a defrosty the turkey,
then it turns out really well.
It turns out.
Actually, PSA, don't do that because I don't want to get, you know. I don't know. Could we get sued for that? Telling people to deep fry their frozen
birds?
People
don't have to listen to us. We're opinionated-based, Choice. We're not factual.
It's true. We just call it radio shtick and we get away with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You have a shtick I'm really getting sick of, Clint.
It's my shtick.
And it's not a shtick because it's off air. Quit messing with my stuff.
Did you find my latest business card, Choice?
All right. I had backed off my retaliations towards you.
You had not.
No, I have not done anything to you. And I'm...
Oh, that's true. I thought what you did last time was actually Jackson.
What? Oh, the jacket on top.
The jacket and
hiding my
stuff.
A jacket on top of the desk. Oh, big deal.
I couldn't find it.
Well, good.
I'm not that tall.
I hope you froze. Now, Clint, I'm afraid for my life a little bit because it takes a psychotic person to do some of what Clint has done. Like, who steals staples from a stapler and hides them?
I put it in the same
spot. Who does that?
I put it right beside the stapler.
No, you didn't. You put it underneath stuff and truly hid them.
Did you open the stapler yet? That was what I was wanting you
yes,
to do.
Yes, and he put his business card in the stapler.
Like, there we go. He found it.
Retaliation's going to happen.
I expect it.
I'm going to do things to your personal property, just to let you know.
Well, when you put it like that.
That's what I'm going to do. You've done enough.
That sounds bad.
You've done enough. I will do things to your personal property. So...
What's up, Lucas? How you doing, man?
Don't you miss the old building where you used to scare Zach every time around the
man,
corner?
Man, dude.
We miss Zach to scare him. That's part of it.
Yeah.
Because he used to do it in this building, too.
Yeah.
Spark was... This building was arguably better during baseball season.
Mm-mm.
whenever we'd be up here, like one of us producing the friendship game, the other one producing the Cooper game. Nobody else up here on a Saturday. All the lights are off. For some reason, Zach would decide to lock himself in that producer room. And I know you can't, we can't show what it looks like, but the only way you can see anything is from that little window.
Right.
So if you go into this room and just crawl under, and all of a sudden in the dark and you pop up, that had like a 10 out of 10 success rate.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. I got you one time.
One time.
That was pretty good.
I about pushed you down the stairs.
I
should have.
Did not
I really
realize.
I would have pushed you down the stairs.
I didn't realize you
had. Because I could have told it, like, tallied it up to reaction. Like,
he had a cup of water, too, and I didn't realize.
I know. He spilled the water on me. I'm just really trying to start my Tuesday off bad.
Why?
Hey, well, man. Tech lost.
Yeah.
Tuesdays are already the worst day of the week.
Are they?
This one feels a little different, but.
I'm kind of. Team Wednesday is the worst one.
Nah, Tuesday's the worst. From a sports radio perspective, I think Tuesday's the worst.
But it changed seasonally, right? Because you're about to have Super Tuesdays.
Yeah, when you have basketball, it'll change somewhat.
And then also, I mean, for Tuesday, you're coming off of Big Mondays. In the summer...
You are such a Jayhawk.
What?
Acting like we get a lot of Big Mondays. We get some around here now.
Have you looked at the schedule?
We do this year.
Yeah, you have a ton this year, which
is
great.
But what a Jayhawk. You get your Super Tuesdays and your Big Mondays. Back in my day, Clint, it was all Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Buried games with the other ones.
Now look where you are. Selling out crowds. One of the best atmospheres in college basketball. Maui's like, hey, come on over. Get some island flavor in your life.
Come on over. Need to get a little winning flavor today. I think you'll do that. Texas Tech and Louisville. Louisville's bad.
If you
let me
put it this way: if you lost to Louisville today,
don't even put it out there.
It would have been worse than if you would have lost to Louisiana Tech, and closer to the Southern Texas minus their point guard side of things.
Texas Southern, but yes.
Sorry, Texas Southern, Southern Texas. Yeah. All of Southern Texas.
All of it. Just the whole. No,
that Louisville team's bad.
The cynic in me that's scared right now is like, don't let them get right against you. Like, they're going to get their first win somewhere. I'm just curious, like, which team's going to be worse? The Louisville team you're playing today or the Georgetown team you play next Wednesday?
Georgetown getting their first win in like 24 tries, and it was an overtime win over who cares?
They've got two wins now.
Then they have two?
They have two, so maybe even three.
Well, then it's better than Louisville.
Louisville hadn't won a game yet, so yikes.
Does that make you nervous?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because all it takes is one team getting really hot shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's basketball. It's college basketball. And it's not like they don't have talent. They're not the talented team. The last time you faced them, which was the number one team in the country in New York, which you won that game. But they've still got talent on the roster. They just can't put it together at all. Tech, a 10.5-point favorite going into today's game.
10.5.
Against the Cardinals.
Man.
So we'll see how that goes. We'll go back over what we saw yesterday with the Red Raiders and the Creighton Blue Jays. As well, lots to come. Our Tiers of 12 coming your way about 9:45 or so. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
What you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. He's Clint Scott. I'm Choice Woodman. We'll start it off with what we were talking about just a few moments ago. Texas Tech basketball falls short yesterday to the Louisiana. I'm reading something else. Creighton Jays, 76-65, the final in that one from the Jim Maui Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take in more of television or radio yesterday?
Television.
I figured so.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Billis is one that he brings an extreme amount of knowledge, but he's also so freaking arrogant that it gets annoying at times.
And
like, because he says things so matter of fact of when it comes to calls with officials, and like, he just knows, he's a know-it-all guy. But again, he brings a lot of knowledge to the game. So I don't know. There's mixed emotions when he calls a game.
I really like Jay Billis until it's a game against Duke or an ACC team.
Yes, he does.
Because it's insanely
biased. Very slanted.
And it doesn't even hide it.
Not at all.
Part of me respects that he doesn't hide it, and he's not trying to dance around it and just like...
No, he needs to hide it better.
Like, he, but the other side of me just is infuriated, but it's awful if he does a Duke game.
For Texas Tech yesterday, Daniel Bacho leads the way with a career-high 17 points. Only 5 rebounds in the game, but 17 points for him. Pop Isaacs, 13 points. Davion Harmon, 12. Kevin O'Banner finishes with 10, while Jalen Tyson had 9. Would have liked to have seen Tyson take a few more shots in the game. All 5 starters in double figures for Creighton, including Kaluma leading the way with 18 points in the game.
That so obviously, tale of two halves, right?
Yep. You forced 13 turnovers in the first half, 0 in the second half.
That is the difference of where that Creighton team is already at.
Exactly.
And where you need to get to, and I think you will. But that's the lesson there, right?
That's
because
exactly
that's a team that collected
it.
Yeah, that's an elite offense. That's a lot of people's a favorite to make the Final Four for a reason. That is an offensively gifted, crazy gifted Creighton team and an old Creighton team. And at the half, they figured out what was, I mean, and you were infuriating them in the first half, which, by the way, you want to know the sign of a really great team? 13 turnovers and still 31 points.
Yep.
Like, you played insanely well in the first half, and I don't think you just played awful in the second half. I think you just got outgunned to where you are right now and to where they are. And so I think you have a lot of positives to pull from there. I think that was Pop Isaac's best game that he's played so far.
Agreed. He definitely shot the ball really well. Would like to see him take a few more shots from the outside. He went 4 for 5 from three-point land.
Mm-hmm.
Can't count on that every night. But
I mean, he's been your best
shooter
this year from the outside.
He's been the best shooter for sure. Anyway, you lose 76-65 to a better team right now.
Right now.
This is what we were saying yesterday. This is what scared me about this Creighton team. A much more experienced team and a much more experienced team with each other. Mm-hmm. And they looked at it in the second half yesterday. Creighton's a team that can go a long ways this year, so this isn't a debilitating loss by any means. But Tech is still learning itself and learning each other a lot more. You got to win this game today, though. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Red Raiders against Louisville, exact same time, exact same place. 1:30 tip-off, 12:30 coverage start time. You can hear the game on Double T 97.3 as well as 100.7 The Score.
You know what was a under-the-radar positive I pulled from that game, too?
Under-the-radar positive. What was?
So, something that you're worried about, especially until AMAC gets back, is playing against teams with size. And I'm thinking it more from an offensive standpoint. Now, still, you only scored 65 points. But the way that they attacked the 7-footer and a long assortment of wings and then a backup center who was pretty dang good defensively too.
Yep.
Bacho attacked and had a great offensive game. I thought when they penetrated the lane, for the most part, they worked around a true 7-footer, not effortlessly, but well enough that I'm looking at the teams like when you
not
play
a
Texas
7-footer, but
a true 7-footer. But now
when
you play teams like a Texas that have a lot of big guys, when you play a Baylor that have 2 big guys that have been there since 2000. They're the new Mitch Lightfoots. That should go a long way.
Yeah, it should. But, man, I'm ready for that depth to be back with
AMAC. Yeah, sure.
AMAC. It'll be nice where you can avoid Daniel Bacho cramping up late in the game.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of nice. Elsewhere last night, the Cardinals lose to the 49ers 38-10. Cliff Kingsbury, the job is definitely hanging in the balance at the moment. They're in Mexico City last night. The Cardinals fall to 4-7. San Francisco has emerged in the last 3 weeks or so as an NFC title contender. And somehow Jimmy G's looking like he's a good offensive quarterback. Well, opposed to a defensive quarterback. I don't know why I put offensive.
I said Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. Bailey Maupin named Freshman of the Week by the Big 12 Conference. This is going to be her honor to win quite a bit this year. I mean, I think you've watched her. She is outstanding. And she's going to score a lot of points for the Lady Raiders this year. So congratulations to her on award number one in that category. USA Soka played Wales to a draw. We're still doing this? Still drawing. It's the World Cup. I'm just kidding. 1-1 draw for Team USA and Wales. Yesterday.
Man, did you see Argentina lose in the first round?
Who did they lose to? I saw it. Saudi Arabia.
Lucas told me that this morning. I had no idea.
No, well, this is a major upset.
No, I know, but Lucas said it to me this morning, and that was like, I know it's a major upset, but it was the first I'd heard of it because I was, as much as I paid attention to the World Cup yesterday, except for knowing that it was a draw with Wales.
I think this, like, betting-wise for a money line, it may have been like plus 1,800 for Saudi Arabia to win, which is 18-1 odds. For a straight-up money line, that is huge. So Saudis beat the Argentinians. That was a big one. Mexico and Poland play at 10 o'clock this morning. France, Australia. But U.S., I believe their next game is Thursday. Do they play on Thanksgiving against England? That's the way to take it to them. Mm-hmm. Pilgrims taking it to the Englishmen.
No? Dump their tea.
Dump their tea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the saying, right?
As much as that is.
Yeah, okay.
And then our boy, Johnny Sox, 100.7 the score, alumni, reporting last night that Lane Kiffin plans to step down as Rebels coach Friday to head to Auburn to become the Tigers' next head coach, according to sources. Sources say the Tigers haven't officially offered the job to anyone yet, so Lane to Auburn is happening. Story soon. However, he also decided to report this about the one coach that would respond on Twitter. Like no other coach in the country is going to do what Lane Kiffin does. Lane Kiffin says, "That's news to me, John. Nice sources."
He also shared the meme with John Sokoloff and John Sokoloff's career on a tombstone.
Oh, no. I didn't see that one. I also saw he said, he posted this. This just in, breaking news. John Sokoloff of WCBIN News in Starkville, Mississippi, plans to step down as lead anchor and head to WLOX to become their new lead anchor. He's been doing the same. Sources say WLOX hasn't offered the job to anyone yet, so John to WLOX is happening. Story soon.
I hate that this is happening with John.
I hate it too.
But Lane Kiffin is one of the funniest. To me, he's turned into one of the funniest coaches in college football.
For me, this is, he's the one coach too that would still end up at Auburn next week.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
So he, you can't do that, but he would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like John may be early on this, or John may have had bad sources.
Mm-hmm.
Which you have to be a sure, like it is a barrier.
That's a major no-no to be wrong on.
You
this
better
one.
Be 100% trust your sources on this, and they better be good sources.
Which puts my money down. Puts my money down that he will be at Auburn. And there's been a lot of smoke to that fire.
But
we'll
like
see.
You can't, if you're Lane Kiffin, you can't. I'm not saying he won't, but you can't do all of this burying a guy there, and then go to Auburn next week.
One way or the other, one of these guys is in the you can't do that.
Yeah.
And so you're going to find out which person has their foot in the grave right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. More of your thoughts rolling in on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. We'll get some of that next. And take a look at the calendar for today as well on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks so much for hanging with us on a Tuesday, listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Be back to plenty of your thoughts from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Don't forget to check out our podcasts. We have podcasts all over the place. You know, 100.7 The Score, as well as Double T 97.3. All four of our local daily shows podcasted there at, well, anywhere you like to consume your podcasts. Do you consume podcasts? Eat them on the reg?
My wife does. She's okay. She likes the Spotify podcasts.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple, Google, Podchaser. Yeah, just about anywhere you can think of.
Now, this is YouTube podcasting.
As well. YouTube as well. So you can go find our podcasts, all four of our local shows, our weekend shows, Saturday Morning Quarterback, Sports Talk with Thetford Nashby, and the Ask Level podcast, all anywhere you take in your podcast. So check them out there. Lots more to get to.
What's been the most interesting question you've had asked on the Ask Level podcast?
The most constant one, I've got to think about the most interesting because we've done 13 episodes so far, yeah. So there's a lot.
I understand.
Most constant one is quarterbacks.
Yeah.
On, like, not even like what's happening week to week, but what are we doing next year? Like, what's the situation? Who's leaving?
Lay out the plan right now.
Which guy's going to leave us in the offseason? That one comes pretty often.
That's hard though, right? Because you want to know what the future looks like. You have a guy that you think is the future, but you're also trying to enjoy the moment,
yeah.
Which I think overall has been a very fun year one, but it's hard not to have those, that kind of knot in your stomach type questions when you have such an interesting quarterback situation. So I get the what's happening next year, but then you don't know that.
Yeah, and we won't know that for a while now. Yeah. I don't know. We've seen it a lot more where nowadays you'll see players leave even before bowl games. But this doesn't feel like that kind of situation.
I agree.
I don't think any players are disgruntled. Everybody seems fully gruntled. And I think that, I mean, there's obviously guys that would like to play more. I'm sure Donovan Smith's sitting there saying, man, I'd like to have more snaps. But he's completely engaged. He scored touchdowns in the last two games. So he's got a role on the team right now. Barron's obviously been hurt, so I don't think you're going to see anybody leave before a bowl game. But in the off season,
it gets to that January area?
I mean, a lot of times these guys want to enroll on their new campus, whatever that is, pretty quick. So
maybe end of December, you'll know.
Now, again, I have no idea what's in these guys' minds. Would love to see all three back next year. Don't think you're going to see all three back. Also have a pretty good freshman coming in next year's class.
Mm-hmm.
Four-star quarterback out of Justin Northwest, I believe. So, I don't know. It's a wild conversation.
Maybe you have a four-quarterback race next
there
year.
There we go. Viva73 says, good morning, Choice. Hope you have a great show today. Clint's here, too.
Hello.
Choice, what bowl game do you want to see Texas Tech in? We'll go over some bowl projections a little bit later.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Well, we've got some bowl projections, but just answering the question straight up, probably the Cheez-It Bowl in Orlando. It's also personal because I would like to
What's the matchup projected Florida. In that one again?
I don't think anybody has you projected there.
Oh, okay. That's just the one you want.
Because
you're at like four projections right now from different sources.
Yeah. Almost every projection I've seen has Texas Tech losing to OU this weekend. Like that's because it's the bottom tier.
Right.
If you win this weekend, you're going to finish fourth in the league. Third in the Big 12, probably. If Texas wins and Tech wins, you finish fourth. If Texas wins and Baylor wins, you finish in a tie for third place.
Okay.
That's where it sits. And I think the highest seeding, if you want to go by that, and they don't go always by seeding, Tech would finish fourth. Just kind of crazy to think about.
Well, it's nuts because if you look back to the start of the season, right, you're predicted ninth, which I still thought was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you've already proven that part wrong because you're not going to finish in ninth. Shout out West Virginia and Iowa State. What up? But at the start of the season, if we would have said you finished all the way fourth,
mm-hmm.
year one, like, sign me up.
Yeah.
Right?
Fourth or third. I mean,
or third.
All of these are possibilities, and it's crazy. But it's where you are right now. Bullfighter says, can I push Clint off the ladder first?
That's true. You have to wait in line.
Okay.
Bullfighter and I have been fighting for a long time.
Has Clint been turned into HR yet?
I am the HR. What if Choice got mad enough? Like, because all of these are just silly little things that aren't that major, right, Choice?
They're very major.
Just people just overreact and
quit touching my stuff.
You found your staples right beside it. You got mad enough.
He hid them underneath the tape in my tape dispenser.
Where you could see it. Lucas found it. Lucas saw it. You get mad enough. You storm into the HR room. Storm, you're like, I've had enough of Clint. And then I turn around, but I'm wearing a sweater vest and glasses. And like, oh, please sit down, Choice.
Mm. Mark says, you know what, Choice, to make you feel better today? Today is my Friday. Well, good for you, Mark.
Happy,
just kidding.
Happy early Friday,
yeah,
Mark.
Happy Thanksgiving. We'll get back to some basketball comments in a moment or two, but right now, let's look at today's calendar. Clint, today is Tuesday, November 22nd. Happy National Cranberry Relish Day.
Okay, so this has been an ongoing conversation for the past week, because I think the very clear-cut answer for what's the worst part of Thanksgiving food is the canned whatever that sort of
sauce. Did you say worst or best?
Worst. The canned cranberry
sauce. I drafted
sauce
it in my draft. And the canned cranberry sauce is far superior to anything
what list
is going to make.
In the vote? What list were you?
List one.
Yeah, I didn't vote for you. That didn't help your cause.
No,
but I keep on saying
cranberry sauce is amazing.
Part of it
straight
is
out the can.
We never had homemade cranberry sauce.
Yeah, because it's not as good as the canned stuff. Like anytime we've got the option, going canned.
See, I can't make the argument against one way or another because I've never had homemade
stuff. Slice it.
What's up with you and gelatinous foods, man?
I don't know. I had some spam for breakfast this morning.
Well, did you cook it or did you just eat it straight out of the can?
No, it was fried.
Okay, see, that's good.
Don't knock it till you fried it.
Dude, spam's good. I'm team spam. Slogan.
You should be. And there's some gelatinous stuff in the bottom of that can.
Sizzle pork and But you don't eat the gelatinous part.
No, it fries in the pan with it.
Yeah, but it fries out. It's not you're not just eating it as like, what's this Vaseline like texture? I think I'll eat it. Delicious.
You know, they're rubbing Vaseline all over their bodies in Iowa this weekend.
That's not where I thought you were going. Okay. Yeah,
they were
to
keep the... Apparently that closes your pores up where the cold can't get in.
Don't you do Vaseline and Icy Hot?
I think that's to activate both. You
both.
Can do both, yeah. But the Vaseline just like insulates you. Mm-hmm. But the Icy Hot like actually brings some heat.
Did you guys have Vaseline up in the booth too?
We did not. I think Level did, but...
Well, yeah, he was... He's in the worst possible spot.
Yeah.
Because he's down on the field, but he's also not like... Running and moving.
Wouldn't that ruin your clothes? Like, if you're wearing sleeves and stuff, I'd be a little worried about...
Well, you don't put the Vaseline under clothes. You put it on the exposed parts.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Are you sure? Yes. National Stop the Violence Day. I'm about to start the violence with Clint, so...
Hey.
Just letting you know.
Hey, 'tis the season, man.
Humane Society Anniversary Day. Go for a Ride Day. I think this is bicycle.
Okay.
Wrong time of year. Like who's putting the go for a ride day in the middle of November?
This is for the family that's been, you know, all bunched up inside the same room for too long for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
like, I can't handle these kids. Go ride a bike.
That would be Jamie.
Get out of here.
For sure.
Put your dog in the car.
Okay.
Go for a ride.
Yeah. And it is finally a Start Your Own Country Day. Sounds right up Clint's alley.
I take this land in the name of C.S. Lesserton. We will be a just country. We will not accept choice, though.
Hailey Bieber has a birthday today. That's Justin's girl, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure. She's 26. Mark.
What did she do before that? Why is she famous? I really don't know.
I don't know either. Model, it says.
Oh, okay. So,
Mark Ruffalo. He's 55. Of Now You Can See Me. Can you see me now? What is the name of the movie?
No, you got it.
Now you can see. No, me. Oh, son of a gun. I don't remember. Juju Smith-Schuster has a birthday today.
Oh, man. That still should have been a flag.
He's 26.
Stupid Jaguars. It took off his head, man.
Billie Jean King.
Tennis.
79.
That's all
Whack it. It's the end of the bench.
Service.
We'll have some basketball thoughts in our Tiers of 12 in the Big 12 for football coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Hey, man, it's now you see me.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
So you're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. To my right, that is Clint Scott. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way taking care of us. Still plenty to dive into over the next couple of hours. Got some burning questions, some highs and lows, more Tech Hoops reaction as well as preview. Want to talk some Dallas Cowboys as we look ahead to Thanksgiving. Look back to the bludgeoning the Cowboys gave the Vikings.
That's a good word.
Thank you. Felt like it was apropos for the Vikings.
Or totes apropro.
As Clint likes to say, apropros.
Apropros.
As bad as my Abacus was, apropros was just as bad. So,
man, memories. All alone in the moonlight.
Memories. All right, a few from the chat line. With the 48-degree forecast high on Saturday, the players will feel like they are in Maui compared to their last game. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Winner, winner, Cardinal dinner.
That was a great call.
That was a good call.
That was a great call.
What does Tech basketball need to do to get a win today?
Take care of the ball.
Yeah, take care of the ball.
Hit your shots.
Play good defense.
Yeah.
If you play the defense like you did yesterday, generally speaking, you should beat Louisville.
Don't let this team get hot on the perimeter.
You could probably score 65 points and win this game.
Oh, I 100%.
Like you did yesterday. You play the exact same game you did yesterday, even first half to second half, you still should win this game. Much different opponent.
You said this earlier. You don't want to be that first team that runs into a Louisville Cardinal squad trying to pick up their first win that gets hot.
Yep.
I think part of that, though, is what your defense will be like on them. I don't think if you're the type of team that will be built for them to pick up their first win like that. Like, that seems, as far as the caliber that you already on, obviously you're not on the, you know, circling these guys as a Final Four possible team yet, right?
Right.
But certainly a you feel like already a, I don't know, is it too overconfident saying like a Sweet 16-esque team right now? Possibility?
Yeah.
Maybe scale it back to...
Wait, you're talking Tech or...
Tech. No, not Louisville.
I was like, yeah, no, I thought you meant Creighton. I'm like, I feel like Creighton's a Sweet 16 team.
No, Texas Tech.
No, I think right now I still put Texas Tech in the Sweet 16. Like, talent-wise, you still got to put it together. But talent-wise, you've got enough talent on this team to feel really good about getting to the second weekend of the tournament.
So of the teams that you would put in that category that would lose or could lose to a Louisville, how I have it right now in my head is a team that relies all on offense and they have a night where they don't show up and they have one of those nothing can go in type of nights.
Exactly. I mean, Tech is the type of team that shouldn't struggle with Louisville, but we'll see.
Yeah, who knows?
We'll see. I mean, it's a tournament game. You put a lot into yesterday's game and came up short, so... I don't know. You never know.
The line has moved to Tech 13.5.
Okay, I hadn't seen it since last night. So
13.5 favorites.
I think at 10.5, I'll tell you, if I was betting, when I saw the line yesterday at 3 for Creighton, I would have said, take the Jays with that, minus that 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the line at 10.5 for Tech, I said, hey, take the Red Raiders at 10.5, that one should be about 15.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tech wins by somewhere in the range of 14 or 15 points.
They bumped it up to 3 because they forgot about Pop Isaac's late game 3. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. Bump it up 3.
Yeah. So, sorry, I lost the text. Oh, Small Town Raider says they will get a win because Louisville sucks. I mean, that's the general consensus right now. 0-4 Louisville team. Their three losses prior to yesterday's beatdown. Arkansas won, by the way, 80-54. Three losses prior to that were all one-point losses to mid-major schools.
You want
to
give you the schools?
Wright State was one of them. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the other two, but they were all...
Bellarmine.
Yeah, Bellarmine. So there's two of the three. Bellarmine's in Kentucky, I believe. So,
do we have a guess on what the third one was?
Do you have it?
Yes.
What? We've already...
They hosted a college game day this year. Correct. Appalachian State.
Appy. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
App State. Took them out.
That's right. Crazy that they've all been by a point. I mean, just Isn't like it? Gut punch after gut punch after gut punch.
So what did you see yesterday that was concerning for this team as a whole? Because I didn't take anything... I guess my expectations were fairly low going into it because mm-hmm. I think Creighton's the best team in this tournament. Mm-hmm. I think I'm with Hacks. I think Arizona's possibly second best. We'll see with Arkansas. Arkansas is the most purely talented team. But
yes.
Again, they're still extremely young too. When they run into adversity, I wonder.
If Arkansas is on all cylinders, like you said, they're the most athletically gifted.
Yeah.
And I think could be just a really, really good, don't want to play type of team in the SEC, in the tournament, all that. I mean, already right now, I think it just kind of depends on the development. And like you said, if any of them, especially the freshmen,
mm-hmm.
If any of those guys hit a freshman wall, Arizona, as you saw yesterday, can just score. As much as Creighton can score, Arizona can score the rock, man. I mean, they're
sure.
And on all levels, too. So really, it's between those three. But as far as what I saw yesterday, anything concerning, it's hard for me to go, boy, that is going to be just an open wound for any team you face. When I look at the second half scoring, because again, that is an experienced Creighton squad that does know how to deal with adversity, and you gave them adversity in the first half. And a lot of those outside shots, too, that they hit in the second half, you had a guy on them. They just shot the ball really well.
Yeah.
Like, they had a half where they had multiple guys, and already a good scoring team that adds in Shireman, who can seemingly go off at any part of the court. I'm just more looking at if you do run into, let's say, a Baylor squad that's on a hot shooting night or a Kansas squad that's hitting it from the outside. Will you have enough consistency to keep pace? Now, 45 points, not a lot of teams are going to do that to you in a half.
Yeah.
But if you do run into a team that's doing that to you in a half, or maybe even a game like that where it's the entire one, do you have enough consistency in your shooting to keep pace? That's the one thing I'm looking at right now as far as the biggest circle. But it's so early. You're still trying to figure out your defensive roles.
I think
the buy-in's there, but you're still trying to figure that on your rotations.
I think my biggest concern, Clint, is your rebounding in general. This team is going to be a team that has to learn to block out because you're not a huge team. Daniel Bacho can get up there and jump and go get rebounds, but generally speaking, your next biggest guys are Kevin O'Banner and KJ Allen. You're going to have to block out, and you're going to have to muscle mm-hmm. teams inside to go get rebounds. And this is a learning process for that because you don't have time to learn when Big 12 play comes around. So rebounding has to improve.
You got to have that, but I'll tell you what, though, 9 turnovers from what it's been.
It's pretty good.
League's better. League's better.
That felt better. Highs and lows coming up next.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, Clint, it's a special day. Very special day in sports history. Don't kill it yet. Gotta get all the way there. Lift it up. That's Clint Scott. I'm Choice Woodman. Jackson Frazier. bumping out the Creed right now because on this day, 21 years ago, the best halftime performance in history happened.
I had no idea.
Cowboys.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, official Cowboys halftime Thanksgiving show was Creed.
And it was
Scott Stapp.
You nailed it in the break. I want this for a Super Bowl.
What? Yeah.
Just replicate
the guy flying
around.
Add
a couple more
songs
in there. Are they still playing? Scott Stapp all by himself.
No, I think that they've still Creed's still around. They were not for a while. Mm. I think he got out of rehab and and then they became a thing again. So he can't do this. He's not part of the show. What do you want?
Oh, what is? I had. Was this? Is
this started?
Does that mean that this is a pop quiz? Oh man!
Did
Joyce,
we start this while you were still
back
on the show?
You started it right before I got on, and then just gave me a ton.
Okay.
Man, hey, what invitational are the Texas Tech Red Raiders in currently?
They're in the Jim Maui Invitational.
Perfect. Hey, I put together a little quiz for you, Choice.
Let's go, bro.
For some Maui Invitational stats. I made sure to do this at 11:30 so you didn't have time to go and run
for me. Thanks, bro.
Thanks for having me on, man.
What's
had a
up?
Good time. I've got 10 questions for you. So,
oh shoot.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you I would not pass this. So, I'm going to put the the pass rate at Choice or Jackson. What does it feel like if it's 10 questions, if he gets 6 right?
4 out of 10.
I'll give you
6
5.
6 is a push.
5.
6 is a push. I'll give you 5.
5 out of 10.
I'll give you
push.
5.
We'll take it.
All right, first, I need last year's winner, the 2021 Maui Invitational champion.
North Carolina.
Ooh, so close. It was the Wisconsin Badgers.
I was close.
Matt. All right, Choice, I need you to name the last 3 locations, not including this year, the last 3 locations the Maui Invitational was held in. Some weird stuff went on.
Asheville, North Carolina. Las Vegas, Nevada, and Maui, Hawaii.
Well done. Well done.
You're welcome.
It was a weird time when they were like still putting the Hawaii
Maui
floor.
Invitational in Asheville, North Carolina, right where everybody wants to go. They'll play on the beach in the Atlantic Ocean.
Still had the flowers on the court, too. That must still be
we're
in Hawaii.
Pretend. Yeah. All right. You didn't even think I'd get that one.
I was curious if you'd get that one. Choice, who was the last Big 12 team to win the Maui Invitational?
Last Big 12 team to win the Maui Invitational were the Baylor Bears.
Ooh, it was the Texas Longhorns in 2020. Gross.
They did?
I know. Yes.
So they won it whenever.
They won
wasn't.
The Vegas edition.
Okay.
Who has won the most Maui Invitationals of all the teams,
of
all
the
programs?
Of all the forevers. Going back to my first answer of North Carolina.
Oh, man. You were close. I mean, just down the road, the Duke Blue Devils have
Dang
won
it.
5. They won in 92, 97, 2001, 2007,
so I'm
and
what,
2011.
1-for-4 right now?
1-for-4.
Okay.
Hey,
good pace.
How many teams in this year's field have won a Maui Invitational?
In this year's field?
Mm-hmm.
I know 6 have been there.
But 1.
Let's see, Creighton has
a lot of good programs in this year's. Just running through all the winners.
Arizona has, let's say 2.
Ooh, should have stuck with 1. It's only been Arizona, and they've won it twice. 2014.
No, that counts. They've won 2 of them.
That's not the question.
2 W's.
Hey, Choice, what Big 12 school has won the most Maui Invitationals?
Oh, the most, not the last one to win. This is for you, the Kansas Jayhawks.
You got another one. Ding, ding. Kansas has won 3. They won it in 96, 2013, and most recently 2019. Can you give me the first Maui Invitational winner all the way back in
1984? The Maui Invitational winner was Oregon Ducks.
I'm going to give you another guess at this. I'm going to tell you have played this program non-conference recently.
Non-conference recently. How recent? Like last 2 or 3 years?
I'll give you within the last five.
Last.
But I'm not going to tell you how far out or how close.
Non-conference?
Mm-hmm.
Has it been an aforementioned name?
That's the only one. You haven't said it yet.
Oh, okay, then no. Let's go with the DePaul.
You were close. Providence.
Oh, okay.
Providence was the original winner in 1984.
Wow.
What gym is the Maui Invitational played in?
The Lahaina Civic Center.
Well done. Is that how you say it?
Lahaina Civic Center. So I got three. I think I got
three. You got to get the next two. A team who was in this for a lot of years. In fact, from the start of it all the way to 2017, and then they broke off to a
Chaminade.
Mainland. Chaminade, right? That's not the answer.
Dang it!
What's the mascot for Chaminade?
No, you were just going to ask Chaminade, and I got one right.
What's the mascot?
The Chaminade.
Of the Division II Chaminade program.
The Chaminade. They're D3, by the way.
Used to be D2.
Bulldogs.
D3. Ooh, you should have went more cool. The Silver Swords!
Are they really?
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Had no idea.
And
pretty cool, actually.
Last question, just to kind of get it closer to what could have been a passing grade for the Mountain Invitational Quiz. How many wins do the Silver Swords have in the history of the tournament?
Zero.
Eight. I thought it was like two. I would have got this one way wrong. They have eight wins.
Whoa.
Yeah. They've all been like first round wins, and then they start
losing. Put them up against the worst team. Other than themselves. Wow. Okay.
So Choice went 3 of 10. That's not good, man.
Are you sure?
They won against Davidson in the opening tournament in 84. They won against Providence in 91. They beat Stanford in 92. Back-to-back years with wins. They beat Villanova in 2003. Princeton in 2007. Oklahoma, where the winds did not come sweeping down the plains that day in 2010. Texas in 2012. Suck it. And finally, in 2017, they beat Cal. Thanks for playing.
I didn't have fun. You did all that just so we didn't have to talk Cowboys, and I understand it. So, starting and cutting Thanksgiving foods.
Mm.
This is according to surveys. There are 10 foods on this list that we would be willing to cut and 10 foods we would never cut. The 10 foods we are willing to cut of traditional Thanksgiving. Go for it.
10 foods we're willing to cut.
Or just give it like.
Personally, cranberry sauce.
Black olives.
You're the worst.
That would be a good answer. None of these.
What did I say the other day? Pickled beets off the relish tray.
Brussels sprouts. Extra desserts.
What? That's like one of the best parts.
Squash. Creamed spinach. Cooked carrots, yams, cauliflower, cornbread, broccoli, and mac and cheese.
Whoa.
Is the debatable one on there. Top 10 foods we would never cut. Turkey, gravy, mashed taters, obvious stuffing, sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be willing to cut that. Rolls, salad. Who's not cutting salad?
Who's having salad?
Soup. Who's having soup?
See, I was getting called out for my Thanksgiving stuff, and they're serving like cauliflower.
Green beans and green bean casserole.
Like it's the original pilgrims here that just picked it out back.
It's a stupid list, like most of them I bring. It's all right. It's not my list, so I just regurgitate it. And, you know, got enough time for this real quick. According to Vegas, next quarterback benched in the NFL.
Can it be Baker Mayfield a second time?
Is
that
not
the answer?
No, it is not.
Zach Wilson.
Oh, that's a good answer.
On the money. That's it. -175 odds that he is the next quarterback benched.
Hey, Zach Wilson, did your 12 yards in the second half like not help out the defense? Did it hurt the defense? No.
Davis Mills is next on the list at 4-1 odds. Marcus Mariota, 5-1. Andy Dalton, 9-1. And Trevor Lawrence. 12-1 odds. He's the fifth.
Oh, I bet they stick with Trevor Lawrence.
I don't think
they're
going to bench him. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is on the list, but very bad odds. 100-1 odds. All right. Keep joining us. Your questions, several of those in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Ask the Benchwarmers. Coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.